B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10s with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
We're counting down the best episodes of 2019.
Here's number 6.
Hi, Ryan. How can we help you, sir?
Well, recently I went on a date with a girl and that I've known for a little bit. And we went to her place. We cooked dinner, you know, watched a movie. It was a good time. But then the next day after that, and since then, she's only been giving me, like, one-word text responses.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be honest, you sound a little, I don't want to say boring, but, yeah. You know.
Down?
Maybe down's the word, Pebbles. Yeah, down.
I think you know the word boring.
Yeah.
Yes. Not charismatic, I'll just say that.
Yeah, maybe just,
well,
you know.
Everyone's not, you know, like that.
Yeah, so. You're right.
Well, Ryan's definitely not. So, I mean, were you like Jesus. This on your date? Is that what it was?
No, you know, I think she likes the fact that I'm a little more laid back.
Okay.
You know, we've been seeing each other for a little bit. You know, it's not the first date or anything.
Did you guys hook up?
Yeah, we got intimate towards the end of the night, yeah.
What else you got for me here? You're a really bad storyteller. I mean, like, tell me about the date. Tell me, okay, if you had to pick one thing that you think that might have turned her off, what was it?
I mean, well, you know, before her, there was, you know, like a little bit of a dry spell. So, you know, I finished a little quickly towards the last part of the date. And I'm thinking maybe
Stop
I turned her off. That's the first time we were together. You know?
Nailed it.
Let me write this down. Ryan is apologizing for being a two-pump chump.
Wow. Can't believe he just put that out there.
Hey, I mean, we asked him. He was very honest. Anything else we should know before we try and give this woman a call?
Nothing else.
Okay, then, sir. Be quiet. We're going to try and call her next. Second date update on the 10s.
Now, back to the best second date update episodes of 2019.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
Here's number 6 on Hot 96.9.
So we just talked to Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan was coming off a dry spell, and he started seeing this girl, Kelly.
Yep.
They had a couple good dates. But lately, she hasn't ghosted him completely, but she's been very one-wordy on the text responses.
Yeah.
So, we asked Ryan what he thought could be the reason, and he said, it's been a while since he was with a woman romantically, so when he and Kelly got together, he finished rather quickly.
Sounds like a good time was had by all.
Yeah. So now, Ryan, we're going to call Kelly, and we're going to see if that's the reason that she's starting to push you away.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kelly?
This is she,
man. She's
calling.
Kelly, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain why we're calling you. It's a good reason. We got your phone number from a gentleman who would like to take you out on a date. Basically, what we're offering you is the date of your choosing. And when I say your choosing, I mean you pick everything. You pick the place, the date, the time. We'll reserve everything. We'll pay for everything. You show up, the guy will show up, and just see if you hit it off. Worst case scenario, you don't hit it off, you have a great meal, and you call it a day. How's that? And I'm going to tell you the guy's name.
I don't know if I'm going to say yes, though. I appreciate the generous offer, but I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Okay, well, you know the gentleman because he gave us your phone number. His name, and you actually went out with him before, and he said that you guys had a really good time. His name is Ryan.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm good. No, thanks so much, but I'm good. I'll talk to you guys later.
Wait, okay, cool. We just want to confirm why, because he's very confused. He just needs a little closure. And if it's because he told us that you guys got romantic and that he was rather quick in bed.
I mean, he didn't really need to put her business out there.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
He just wants to apologize. And he said if you give him another chance, he'll last twice as long, perhaps 4 minutes this time.
Oh, so like 2 seconds instead of one? Okay.
I mean, is that the reason, the sex?
I don't know. He's just kind of psycho. I don't want to f*** with that. Like, he's clearly going through some issues or something, or some issues are going through him, I guess. I don't know what's happening, but I don't want to f*** with it.
But can you define psycho? Just, I mean, I think he really needs a because he seems very confused.
Fine. I don't want to see him anymore, but I guess if he needs a reason, He forgot to flush my toilet after staying over.
Mm-hmm.
Which is gross already. But that wasn't even the main issue. So, like, when I go to flush it, I looked in, and there were, like, pieces of, like, toy soldiers in his like...
What?
Wait a minute.
He's officially dead.
Wait, what do you mean?
First of all, you
toy lost. Soldiers
like there was like a whole reenactment of the Civil War, like in his like the, I don't know if he's like eating toys or something, but like you know, like I'm good. Like I don't know
what?
Like when a dog, happening? Like when a dog takes a shit and you're like, oh, you ate my toy, you son of a bitch, like that type of stuff.
Yeah, like you know that scene in Toy Story where like all those green soldiers are like laying around.
Yeah,
like imagine that, but just like in poop.
You look that closely.
I almost forgot to tell you that Ryan's actually on the phone right
now. He may
not
be anymore.
Well, yeah. He listened to what you said.
Oh God!
What?
Well, you know what? Cut out the middleman. Yeah, Ryan. You need to get into some therapy.
Is he still there?
I don't even know if he's there. Ryan, are you there? Are you there still?
Yeah, I'm still there, and I feel like she's overreacting. It's just, you know, sorry I forgot the flush, but it's not that big of a deal.
Well, hold on a second. What? Do you eat plastic toys?
I mean, yeah. I've been doing it since I was like 5 years old. You know, it was to get over stress. My parents divorced when I was a kid. It's a stress thing.
Go for a run, dude.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, get a stress ball. Do something.
So you buy the toys specifically to eat them?
Yeah, you know, I keep them around if I'm stressed out. I was really stressed. She's a really beautiful girl. I really liked her. So I had a couple before
Yo,
I went.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
He's talking about it so nonchalant.
Yeah. You know, what if you talk me out of it? What if I work on this? If I work on this, can we go on another date? Is that a possibility?
Hell no, you delusional
motherfucker.
Like,
no. She's so mean.
Damn.
This dude is legit getting turned down. Not because he's a two-pump chump. Not because he...
Dinner
toilet.
To
flush
right,
it.
Right.
But because, like, she was giving you every chance in the world and you still f***ed it up. That's amazing.
Hey, man, that's the story of my life. I guess it's back to that 6-year drug.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.